Sure. Eric Shute, Government Relations Director for the State of Wisconsin for the American Cancer Society.
Eric, we've got a giant inflatable colon set up in the Capitol Rotunda. What's the intent?
Absolutely. The intent today is to raise awareness about the importance of colorectal cancer screenings and to raise awareness as we head into the month of March, which is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And then finally, we're talking about the need, and we will be in the future, of the need for legislation here in the state. Make sure that individuals have these sorts of preventive measures covered by their insurance.
Are they not currently?
Some are not. And typically the ones that tend to be the colonoscopy, which we found to be the gold standard when it comes to preventive screening measures to treat and detect early on colorectal cancer.
And as with so many cancers, early detection means better cure rates.
Absolutely. Colon cancer right now is one of the most preventable and detectable forms of cancer facing folks here in Wisconsin and nationwide. And so if you can get those screenings early enough, you can certainly get it treated to beat the cancer.
What impediments are there to folks, in addition to not being insured, to not get the screenings done?
Sure. I think some individuals, there may be an education factor here in that they aren't quite sure of what's all involved in a colonoscopy or in going in and getting screened. And so we always recommend that they contact their primary care doctor to find out exactly what that involves.
And I know from my own family, with a history of it, it's important to begin maybe a little bit early than recommended.
Absolutely. If you have a family history of it, typically you start getting screened for colorectal cancer at age 40. Otherwise, the recommendation is typically at age 50 for every man and woman that they go in and get a screening.
And if people are a little, if they have, it's not the kind of procedure that you just go in assuming it's going to be a breeze. But yet at the same time, there's really nothing to be afraid of.
There's nothing to be afraid of. And quite frankly, when you compare it with something that's incredibly treatable and preventable, with having to actually deal and fight cancer, the alternative of going in and getting screened makes complete sense.
Let's talk a little bit more about legislative initiatives. You mentioned that some things are covered by insurance, others are not. And the colonoscopy, did I understand you correctly, is sometimes not covered?
It is sometimes not covered. Essentially, colonoscopies cover you for a 10-year period, so one test for every 10 years. There are a number of other tests that can be used that cover you for 5-year intervals. And so what sometimes happens is that the tests that cover you for 5 years, which sometimes also have a higher false positive, tend to be covered by insurance, which if you then compare those to the colonoscopy over 10 years, you may have 3 or 4 of those 5-year tests over that same 10-year period. So the actual cost of a colonoscopy in the long run is cheaper to insurers and to individuals, certainly, when you look at the cost of that being about $1,100 compared to the treatment of colon cancer, which is about $58,000.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to know about this, Eric? I guess statistically, do we have an idea as to where colonoscopy ranks in terms of the number of people it affects in Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. Approximately just about 2,930 new colorectal cancer cases are expected to be diagnosed this year, with over 900 Wisconsinites dying from the disease.
I know a lot of it has to do with diet, but is there any link with smoking?
They have found some link between the use of tobacco products, excessive alcohol, and certainly diet and exercise.
Great. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.